And we're back with another Fireside Chat with your host, Jeff Captain K-Man Dens, and your other host, Forrest the Raging Butterfly Dens. First of all, Raging Butterfly, where did that nickname come from?
Oh, the butterfly stretch? Right?
Yeah, that's how it happened. But
I don't even remember where it came from, really.
I thought I was started calling you the crying butterfly because you kept crying on the mat all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it turned into raging.
Yeah. Because crying butterfly wasn't a very cool nickname.
No.
Yeah. So we went to the tournament today. What did you think? We went to Fredonia High School Fredonia High School
for the Heist and Grappling Championship.
Yeah, for the Heist and Grappling Championship. Kids and adults. But we went and we just pretty much stayed for the kids. A couple of the adults.
I mean, there were a lot of good people. Like, not good people in a sense that they're good people, because I don't know a lot of them. But they were good at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. What do you think? Matt Flores won a super fight.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. It was very short notice. But he did really well. And it didn't go past the first round.
Yeah, a couple hours notice. He was pretty nervous because he didn't even know who his opponent was. But once he saw who he was facing, I think he was a little bit more confident.
Yeah.
He already beat that kid before. Matt's really good.
Yep.
So going to the tournament, did it bring back any competitive fire for you?
Yeah, I wanted to compete. And I thought about it and I really just trying to figure out how I'm going to do better in my training camp so I don't get hurt and I do better than what I usually can do.
Well, you do pretty well. I mean, you
really... Yeah, last time I went gold and silver. No. Last time I got gold and silver, and then last time I got bronze and silver.
Right. You should have been silver and silver because you got hurt, but you technically should have got silver, really, because you
No, that's how I got silver, because was going for gold, right?
No. I think that's how you got your bronze. I thought I got silver in the no-gi, or in a gi, I mean.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, because I was pretty upset that you didn't, because you beat two of the three kids in a bracket, and you got hurt. And those other kids got second and third, even though you beat both of them. So I remember that. I was not too happy with that. I don't know. I just didn't like the way the scoring was. Who knows?
They probably went on the podium because I wasn't there. So they just gave the medal to the next person, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. Oh, well. But so you think about coming back and competing?
I hope I can. I mean...
You can, really. I mean, it's up to you, really.
Yeah, but... I don't like going in there without having sort of kind of a camp or having done a lot of training before.
Right. Well, I mean, that's on you to kind of come to training because you've been skipping training. So if you want to do it, you got to do it. And whatever it takes to do it, we'll get it done. If you need a new gi or whatever you need because you don't like your old gi or, you know.
My old gi is probably short.
Yeah, it's a little bit short. But Fredonia don't have no rules. It doesn't matter.
The Buffalo Classic does.
Yeah, no, those are the next one. Buffalo Classic and the Tap Out Cancer. And those are only gi, too. So, at least for you guys.
And then Buffalo Open.
Yeah.
So, there's like four major tournaments.
Three. Yeah.
No. Because Fredonia.
Fredonia's over, though.
Well, yeah. But per year, there's four.
Oh, yeah.
Fredonia, uh-huh. Classic.
And Grappling Industries, too. I think Grappling Industries is going to keep coming back every year, too. So now this is going to be...
What?
The Grappling Industries?
Pennsylvania?
No, the one at the hockey arena. Did you go to that one?
Oh, yeah, I went to that one. I didn't compete, though.
No, I know. But that one's going to be there every year, too, I think. Not at that location, but they're going to be in town now.
That was a weird spot.
Yeah. I kind of like the Grappling Industry rules a little bit. I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't know. It's a better environment than Fredonia.
Yeah, Fredonia's small this year. I was a little surprised. But actually, there was two brown belts and a black belt. But I don't think he was a jiu-jitsu black belt. Because, first of all, he didn't have the red bar on his belt. And then I don't think he looked that good. I watched him roll. I had my stuff, but I actually left my belt at home. So I didn't want to have to borrow a belt to wear a white belt in the brown belt division. It would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go lift and train. So I got a little bit of training in today. Feel good. Got that fight coming up, so I gotta get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else?
How far are we in?
We're about 5 minutes in. They don't all have to be long. We can do short ones, ones.
I was going to maybe talk about jiu-jitsu then.
Yeah, talk about jiu-jitsu. That's what I want to see.
How long have you been doing jiu-jitsu?
Like, officially, I've been doing jiu-jitsu since 2006. I've been grappling since I saw UFC 2 in, like, 95 or 95. Because I had my first fight in 95, so I had to be around then. 94, maybe.
And you've been wrestling for a long time, right?
Yeah. Been wrestling since 88.
So, how do you think you are in wrestling and jiu-jitsu?
I think I'm pretty good. I don't know. I'm not as good at wrestling now. I'm not very as athletic as I was. But I try and make it work. You know, you see me at death camp. I can still wrestle. I just can't shoot so good anymore. My knee's a little banged up. My back hurts all the time. So I got to be real judicious in how I train.
Maybe you should get some of that Copper Fit stuff.
That's all a scam. It doesn't really work.
Don't you have one of those things?
I don't have one of those things. No, I have a knee sleeve, which is different. It's just a compression sleeve. That works. I mean, any compression sleeve is going to work. The copper doesn't really do anything. Ask Dr. Kroll about that. He'd give you
the copper. Doesn't the copper just get rid of the odor or something?
No, it's supposed to have like some magnetic field that makes it work better for you.
Oh.
But that's not true.
So, how did you start jiu-jitsu?
I started training with Primo Luciano at I started training with Primo Luciano at Horizon Martial Arts, and then we started training in my attic, and then I met Dan Holly and D-Zack and Ketchery, and we all started training around, and I don't know, that's just how it all started.
Cool.
Yeah, and then in 2006, I heard there was a brown belt in town, but he was teaching at a karate studio, so I thought he was a fake brown belt. And then he started his own real jiu-jitsu school, and I went there, dude, and I fell in love with jiu-jitsu. It was amazing. So that's how it all started. 2006, I started official grappling. Professor Dub was there. He was a blue belt. Professor Larry was there already.
Wasn't blue belt kind of a bigger deal than it is now then?
Yeah, it was a huge deal then. There wasn't too many.
There wasn't even that many blue belts?
No, not at all. Not in the area. I think Matt Godden and Dub and I think Jordan Schultz was already a purple belt when I started there. And then pretty soon after I started there, Cummings got his blue belt.
So it was crazy to have a brown belt?
Yeah, that was, like, really important, like, a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Now we have a couple of black belts, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, we have a bunch of black belts just at our school.
Yeah, that's a big progression from 2006 to now.
Yeah.
But it happened over 12 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one's going to go through the struggles that the original black belts and everyone went through. It's an amazing thing.
Who are the original guys, then?
What do you mean, what original guys?
Who are the original black belts, then?
Professor Chuck was the first one, and then I'm not sure who's next. I think, I don't know. Might have been either, Wads or Roth, and then, Dub and, Professor Dub and, Professor Gon got their black belts, and then there was a slew of them after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you start getting more and more.
Yeah, then you're into some of the black belts that only trained in the area.
Yeah. So after Coach Dub, after Professor Dub and Professor Godden got their black belts, that's when the promotions to black belt started getting rolling a lot faster.
Yeah, because now you can stay at home and get a black belt. Back then, them guys had to travel to go get a black belt, you know what I mean, and go train.
How far?
They used to have to go to Rochester because that was the nearest black belt, and then Canada has black belts, and they had to go to Atlanta to get their black belt. Dub and Godden had to go to Atlanta to get their black belts from Alliance. Right? Yeah. And they had to take the black belt that's down there, so they got theirs, and that's just how it works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, views on jiu-jitsu as a lifestyle or as something more than just the sport?
I don't know, man. I got a lot of views on martial arts, but I don't know about just jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is an amazing thing, and people fall in love with it. It's so technical, and it can be really fun. It can be really challenging. It can suck. It just depends on your who you are and your outlook on it and what your goals are. If your goal is to be a world champion, it's going to suck for you because there's only one, you know, one world champion. And to be him, to be a black belt world champ, takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. A lot of sacrifice. Not too many people can do it.
Yeah.
If you're just doing it for fun, it's amazing. You know, it has a high risk of injury, and you're going to be hurt a lot because it is a contact sport, and you're always going to be hurt a little bit. But, man, you can do jiu-jitsu well into your 50s and 60s. So,
yeah.
It's a great sport, and it helps you be fit. And, you know, even mom gets into it a little bit. So, it's pretty good. It's great. I like that we can train as a family sometimes, and we can talk about it and discuss positions a little bit.
Jiu-jitsu is almost like a family sport.
Yeah, it is a family sport. And, like, I love teaching the kids. I love instilling discipline in them. And just like I got that Farha DVD of Closed Guard, it's like basic for me, but I figured it perfect for the two of us to watch, because I know you don't really like it when I teach so much. Sometimes you like to hear from other people, so it's someone that you can talk to that's like a world champion, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna tell you the same thing I would tell you, because it's all, you know, the fundamental basics are pretty much the same. Maybe there's minor differences, like one grip, or maybe where you put your leg for a little bit different leverage over control. I mean, there's minute differences, but the gross movement of the technique is always the same, you know,
yeah.
From alliance to alliance, from, you know what I mean? If you go from alliance to Gracie Jiu-Jitsu to Carson Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, it's all the same movements, you know?
Yeah.
The human body can only move in so many different directions or so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And I like to choke people until they go to sleep. And I don't like to get choked to sleep, but it's kind of relaxing, to be honest with you.
I don't like... I actually don't mind getting choked as much as I mind the... Like, I don't mind arm triangle or triangle as much as I mind, like, arm bars and stuff. Because I don't like when I can't move my arm.
Yeah, that sucks when you hurt your shoulder. You just got to be better. You have better posture. I would say your biggest weakness as a martial artist or competitor is you train too hard, so you don't pick up the fine details of the technique.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are too soft and you're trying to do too much technique without enough athleticism. You haven't found a medium yet,
mm-hmm.
and you'll grow into it, man. You really will, as long as you're really, really smart. And you're going to understand jiu-jitsu at a higher level than I will. I promise you. You and mom both. My jiu-jitsu is kind of by feel, so I feel your weight, I feel the distribution, I feel the way the move is supposed to be. You guys are going to understand the progression and what comes and what goes. And my style of jiu-jitsu, I learn it faster and I get the techniques quicker, but my overall game will not develop as fast as you guys. So eventually you'll pass me, as long as you guys keep training. Well, maybe not you, because I got like a 20-year head start on you. But your athleticism is going to overcome my technique for sure when I'm in my 50s and 60s. That's it? You got anything else?
No.
All right. Jiu-jitsu is the way to go. Having a cool gi and choking people out is always a fun night. Not as cool as punching someone, but just about.
Actually, real quick, what do you think is better, gi or no gi?
I like gi better. When I was younger, I liked no gi better. I like having a grip, so it's more technical. And as I get older, I like it even more because I can slow down young athletic guys. And then, like, your skill really, really comes through in gi, because my escapes work even better in gi than they do in no gi, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm good at breaking grips and escaping sometimes.
I like no gi because I like throwing my wrestling in there.
Yeah. You can wrestle in the gi.
Yeah, but the grips, like...
Yeah, I
it's a lot harder to wrestle in the gi, yeah. too, and it just makes you feel stuck sometimes.
I gotcha.
At least for me.
Yeah. That, when your technique is a little bit more elevated, you'll feel better in a gi. Once you get to the point where you're not stuck anywhere. It's because it is easy to get stuck and people just hold you down. All right.
Or just feeling stuck because I'm in the gi and I can't move well.
Maybe you just need a better fitting gi. You should get a short roll. They're pretty sweet. Save up and buy one. It's only like $300. No problem. All right. Let's get out of here. No more video games today. You're overtired. You can get some sleep. I'm going to try and catch the rest of the fights. All right?
Sounds good.
Have a good night, man. I love you.
You too.
All right.
Love you too.
Death camp tomorrow. Are you coming?
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Why you sound so surprised?
I don't know. You don't like to get up in the morning and go to death camp. Go to bed by midnight then. All right.
I said I liked it last time and that I was going to come.
Yep. I like it too. All right. Let's get out of here.
All right.
All right. Bye.